This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome to another edition of This Day in Sports History. It's January 6th, and 30 years ago on this day, Nancy Kerrigan was assaulted as she was leaving Cobo Arena in Detroit, setting off one of the most bizarre stories in sports history. Kerrigan had just finished practicing for the upcoming U.S. Championships. With Chicago's getaway echoing in the arena, she walked past a curtain and down a tunnel toward the changing room. Her assailant, Shane Stant, waited for a film crew to stop filming, snuck past the curtain, hit Kerrigan with a 21-inch collapsible baton on her right knee, and then he crashed through a locked glass door and jumped in the getaway car, driven by Derek Smith. The film crew resumed filming and captured the now famous scene of the injured Kerrigan asking, "Why?" It didn't take long to find the answer to that question, but about 2 months to unravel the entire mystery. The U.S. Women's Figure Skating Championships were a day away, and the attack was to eliminate Kerrigan from the competition and clear a path for Tanya Harding to win the title. Kerrigan suffered a severely bruised knee and a torn tendon from the attack, which kept her from competing. Harding won gold the next night and qualified for the Winter Olympics to be held in Lillehammer, Norway in February. 5 days after that, on January 12th, Sean Eckert, Harding's bodyguard, confessed that he was involved in the planning of the attack with Harding's ex-husband Jeff Galluli. On January 27th, Galluli confessed to being the mastermind of the attack, but also implicated Tanya in the planning. He surrendered to the FBI 4 days after that. Tanya proclaimed no knowledge of the attack, but garbage found outside her house included notes of Kerrigan's practice schedule in Tanya's handwriting. Despite all of that coming to light, the U.S. Olympic Committee allowed Harding to compete in the Olympics. She ended up finishing eighth in Lillehammer after the infamous shoelace incident during her free skate. Kerrigan took silver in the competition, finishing second to Ukraine's Oksana Bayul. Finally, on March 16th, Tanya pled guilty to conspiracy to hinder prosecution, but still claimed she didn't have prior knowledge of the attack. She was stripped of the gold medal she won at the U.S. Championships and banned for life from competitive skating for what happened on this day in 1994. Also on this day, in 2013, top-ranked Florida State overcame an 18-point deficit to beat number 2 Auburn in the national championship game. Jameis Winston hit Kelvin Benjamin on a 2-yard pass play to score the winning touchdown with 13 seconds to play. It was the largest margin overcome in a national title game. The Seminoles wrapped up a perfect 13-0 season with the victory. This was also the last time the two top teams would automatically qualify for the title game. It became a 4-team playoff the following year. And in 2018, Tennessee Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota became just the second QB in NFL history to throw a touchdown pass to himself. His pass was batted back to him, he caught it at the 3-yard line and dove into the end zone in a 22-21 win over the Kansas City Chiefs. That's all for today. Thanks for stopping by and giving this episode a listen. If you like the show and have a brief moment, how about leaving a 5-star review and a comment on Apple Podcasts? That would be greatly appreciated. Also, check out the show notes for other ways to help the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with another This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network
have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.